La 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 la, boom boom boom.
Switching up a bit, huh?
Oh my god.
Is this the rap?
This is a rap, I think.
This, of course, we have to start with this.
I like this rap. No cop
in the street. It's terrible.
This one's sad.
Just listen.
I've heard this song.
Yeah, in the movie.
Yeah, so why do I have to listen? Oh, good lord.
Hey, I know that song.
Yeah. That's why I was so excited to do it as well.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to BM Squared, because B movies are the best movies.
Are the best movies!
Incorrect!
Shut up.
What's the best movie, then?
Best movies?
Romance movies.
Yeah. I don't actually like a whole bunch of romance. I'm more into comedy.
I would beg to differ.
That's not even true. What, The Notebook? I've made you watch one romance.
Hey, that's a good movie, actually.
That is a great movie.
Yeah. I've seen, like, all the Nicholas Sparks movies.
Really? Yeah. I think I've only seen, like, two. Dear John.
I've seen it.
The Vow.
And then, so I've seen three.
Oh, I've seen two.
Not even like A Walk to Remember or anything?
That's some Mandy Moore shit? Yeah. God, I love me A Walk to Remember.
I forget if I've seen that.
See?
But no, I'm more what about into comedy.
Independence Day?
You've seen that one? Independence Day?
I'm just joking. Obviously.
But no, I like comedies.
So yeah, we are talking today about Wolf Cop.
It's my pick. I'm excited, guys.
Who are we? We never introduced ourselves.
Oh, I'm Brett.
I'm Ashlyn.
I'm Tony.
You guys don't need to know who
I'm Tony. Abe. That's Abe.
Did you guys
that's
see
Abe.
That watch?
Fuck him.
Look no.
This watch.
Just
this
saying,
nice.
Look at that
that's
watch.
That's a nice watch.
Oh, God damn, I like that.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Sexy.
You're welcome.
That is cute. Yeah. All right, so Wolf Cop from 2014,
yeah.
I believe.
Yep.
Is
yes,
it
sir.
2014? God,
yes.
They couldn't make it better?
Are you serious right now?
I'm dead ass.
Yeah, you
that
are.
That wolf looks crazy.
I think it was supposed to, though.
Yeah, but that's what I hate. I hate that they do it just to
it's
do
a,
it.
No, it's
they're
an
like,
o-
we're
it's,
gonna make this wolf look as shitty as possible.
It's an homage to the old school
I
days.
Don't
plus,
give a fuck.
Huh?
It's not CGI. You got to give props to like the.
No, I don't.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah. You do.
It looked.
No.
They could have made it without CGI. They could have made him
I
look
like,
better.
I like the ingenuity.
His teeth were stuck. And then his lips were like, they were the same shade of pink that
no,
his regular
it was,
lips are.
It was straight up
that
a mask.
Doesn't make
there's,
sense.
There's no denying. It was just a straight up mask
I'm
that they
saying,
kind of half-assed threw over his head. But no,
to
I like,
do something
I like that.
For the purpose
God,
of.
I don't really like you right now.
Well,
yeah.
It looked like
we're
butthole.
Fighting.
And you know what? This is why you guys put me on here, because I'm a differing opinion, because you guys would all be creaming your pants.
Yeah.
Being excited. Wolfed up. Ooh. No, it sucked. And his face was fucked up, and it pissed me off. And then at the end, nope. Okay. Anyway, let's start
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
I got rants.
All right. Cool. Cool. I'm ready for rants, I guess. I didn't think there was going to be rants.
Oh,
of course.
You. We're fighting.
I watched this movie. I watched it quite a few times.
Because you're a nutbag.
And I watched the sequel.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was awesome. Also,
although I will say that Tony's not saying much, so I think
Tony's
I might have someone
much.
On my team.
Tony might be in trouble. Also,
all right, so let's start it off.
Next week is just gonna be Brett and
next week is just us. Fuck
so,
these two jokers.
Are you the synopsis guy?
No, I am.
Oh, sorry. Someone go.
As
before my rants come.
Oh, I got some rants.
Hell yeah! Uh-oh. High five,
interesting.
Tony.
I did not see that coming. We'll get to that, though. Why exactly? I don't agree with Tony Rant.
Well, you have not even heard what I have to say.
I have not, but I've seen the movie. And
I have some valid points.
All right.
As a series of strange and violent events begin to occur, an alcoholic policeman realizes that he's been turned into a werewolf as part of a larger plan.
Ooh.
Really,
how can
that's
you,
it?
How can you turn away from a movie like that? You
how
see
can,
that.
How can you go wrong?
And the cover.
Oh
and the cover.
God.
I mean, the cover.
You have to hit play on this movie.
Literally, that's all I saw when I originally heard about this movie. I just saw the cover, and I was like, no, that's badass.
So
I'm excited.
Yep.
Wolf Cop, there's that. I'm out. I'm in.
So this movie was directed by Lowell Dean.
Lowell Dean.
Yeah, weird first name. Lowell. L-O-W-E-L-L.
That's
Lowell.
An old
like the town.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a town here in Iowa called Lowell.
Well, he's not even old.
It's like
yeah,
12.
But it's like an old...
It was probably like his grandpa's name or something. Yeah,
like a hand-me-down name.
Yeah. Actually, there's a whole bunch, because it was Canadian, this movie was.
Yep.
So there's a bunch of weird names. It stars Leo Fafard.
Leo Fafard.
Leo Fafard.
And that's Lou?
Yep, that's Lou.
That's Lou.
Lou Garou.
Tina is played by Amy Maticio.
Yep.
Maticio.
Yeah, I when I read the name, it sounded Asian, but she doesn't look Asian at all.
No. Well, that sounds more Hispanic to me. Maticio or Italian.
I guess it was the way it was the way it was spelled. It's M-A-T-Y-S-I-O.
Yeah. Maticio.
Maticio. It just, I don't know, the way it was spelled, it sounded Japanese to me.
Italian.
Or Asian. But, Asian. Yeah. Italian?
Usually when they have a vowel on the end, it's,
that's true.
It's usually Machio. Italian.
Machio. Machio.
Yeah, I was going with Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid, but
I just had to think of our last name to see if anybody had a vowel, but nope.
Nope, we're not Italian.
Then it also stars a guy named Jonathan Cherry.
Most normal sounding name.
He played Willie. He was the guy that played Willie. I know. I loved Willie in this movie.
Yep.
And then he was also in Final Destination 2.
Yeah.
He looked really familiar. I forget who I thought it was, but at first I thought it was somebody, and I was 100% sure, and I IMDb'd it, and it wasn't him, but he was in Final Destination 2.
Right. And see, I did the same thing. I'm like, the whole movie, this guy is familiar as hell.
Yeah.
And I IMDb'd him at the same, and I found Final Destination 2, and there's another one on there, and I'm like, okay, I kind of remember, maybe.
Yeah. But I remember him from the Final Destination movie.
I don't.
Now that I saw that.
Which one was 2?
The
destination.
The road.
Okay,
on the highway.
With
the log.
The highway to hell.
The log truck.
So gotcha. Willie, the guy who was like with him at the his partner.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
The
his little buddy.
The werewolf wrangler, so to speak.
Like when you're like, save the meth.
Save the meth. Oh God. Guys, this movie was awesome, I thought.
Can I just say that I called everything in this movie?
Okay.
Called it.
And?
Called it.
Cool.
In the beginning, Abe
she
knows,
did.
I called
she
it.
She called a lot.
Nice. Called everything. Nice. Except for Willie.
Yeah.
Anyways.
God, I can't even look at you right now.
I'm
not going to look at you the rest of the podcast.
And then he had to look at me when I have to say what I have to say.
I'm turning towards, never mind. I'm not turning towards Tony.
Tony, is it about the puns?
No.
Oh, because you know what? I saw the puns and I was like, oh, Tony's
see,
just going to have
thought.
A conniption. He's
like,
going to love them.
Literally, the first half of the movie is straight puns.
Straight
like
puns.
Every line.
The piggies.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
All right. So it starts out with Lou Garou.
Lou Garou.
That's right. Lou Garou.
Which in French means
werewolf.
Boom. Oh my God! Yes. I can't.
Man, it's like not even on the nose.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
It's like, here you go, guys.
And I loved Willie the whole movie. How he said it, but he blurred it together on purpose to make it sound like werewolf more.
Yeah.
But it sounded like Loogie. Loogaroo.
Loogie.
It sounded like a really cute nickname, but apparently that's just his name.
So Lou Garou is a raging alcoholic in the small town of Woodhaven. He's a cop, but he's a terrible fucking cop.
Terrible.
He's always late, always drunk, always not giving a fuck. I love the beginning of this movie, though. Lou's trying to make it to work, but he's just puking and swerving and shit.
Yep.
And, like, trying to drink also.
And he lets that guy beat up some people.
Yeah.
He literally passed, like, 15 crimes. He's like, whatever.
Whatever.
He's so burnt out.
I'm not on my shift yet.
No, Ashlyn made me write down this note real quick.
Yeah.
Her favorite thing about one of the starting parts is that his shirt was a zip-up shirt instead of a button-up.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I did not notice that.
I didn't know that. Cop shirts could zip,
and
dude.
Like, I thought he was a sheriff until you realized that he stole the sheriff's car.
Yeah. But his shirt zipped. It was cool.
I mean, if we watch it. You watched it like 4 times and he did not notice that?
No.
He literally puts on his shirt, zip. It's dope. I like it.
Well, I guess I just wasn't like thinking of it.
Maybe
like that.
Maybe their shirts don't all zip. They gave that to him because he's such a drunk.
Maybe
He wasn't buttoning his shirt, so they're like, screw it.
Like he'd come in every day,
you get
and
to
he'd
zip
be
up.
Like it'd be like button, but it'd be
like
cockeyed. Like,
buttoned. It'd be off.
Maybe it's just a coat.
I hate when I cockeye button, by the way.
I don't.
Oh my
cock-eye
God.
Cockeye button.
Oh, okay.
You don't like cock in the eye?
If I'm buttoning my shirt and I notice it, I instantly go back and.
Well,
I've never accidentally left my house with a mismatched buttons.
I've never left my house, but I've done it at the house and then had to redo it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, I catch it as I'm doing it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Me too. Okay. I guess I just hate it because then it's like more adding more steps and I'm lazy.
Nah, that's no big deal. Yeah. I hate the look of mismatch. I thought you meant like you go out and you're
like I go out and
damn it.
I could see Brett doing that though.
Really? Kind of like the feeling of like when you leave the house and you have like stains on your face, that feeling.
See, I don't feel like I ever leave the house with stains on my face.
Oh, no, see, that's one reason I hated having facial hair. I always felt like I had a booger in my mustache.
You shaved?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, I did not notice.
I went back to my basics.
I never look at people's faces.
Okay. I didn't even notice.
It's funny because
you're hidden behind this microphone.
Last podcast, I was babyface.
What?
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, I did not know either.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
I don't look at people.
Just bursting.
I'm busy looking at his cock. Let's be honest.
Because I just walk around with it hanging out the whole podcast.
So that's why Brett cock-eyed.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
All right. So Lou, he goes into work, and we meet his partner, Tina, and we meet the chief of police. The chief is a fucking asshole.
Is he though? I think it was well deserved.
He just wanted the people to do their jobs and not be lazy.
Yeah, but he's not like trying
Lou,
to
get your shit together.
Yeah,
bro.
but he's just being an asshole about it the whole time. I guess I don't know. Like, I think he was a bad boss, and it's no wonder that the town has gone to shit.
I disagree.
I also disagree
because I feel like if you were the sheriff.
Yeah.
And
literally
you put up
deputy?
With this dickhead for who knows how, like probably years, probably ever since his dad dipped out.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be dealing with that shit. And you'd get burnout and you would stop dicking the pussyfooting around. You would just get straight to the point like, dude,
or
need to shape up, motherfucker.
Or he would have fired him a long time ago.
Yeah,
okay, got somebody in there that
touche.
Can't do the fucking
job. Although we'll get to it.
But it looks like it's a small ass town, and it looked like everybody else is in bad shit. So it's probably all he has.
That's true. It is a meth town. He doesn't probably have many options.
Yeah. And you know what? The cult runs the city, so it's probably set up.
True.
And they wanted him to be
foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Shitty.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Whatever.
So yeah, there's three cops in the town, and I think, in my opinion, two of them suck at their jobs.
Wait, two of
which,
them? Oh, okay.
Which two?
Yeah.
Oh,
the drunk one, obviously.
The drunk one, only
Lou sucks.
You think so?
Lou Garou.
Okay, but if they had three motherfuckers like Tina.
Oh, yeah. Tina.
If they had three Tinas.
I like Tina.
If they had three Tinas, that town would be ship shape.
Agreed.
Is that a word? Ship shape?
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. Shape shifter. Yeah.
Chip.
Top.
It's ship shape.
Shift top?
I don't know.
Okay.
Ship shape.
So, but yeah, the town is getting ready for their drink and shoot event.
Which sounds amazing.
I wish they would have had that.
Yeah, I think that would have been amazing.
I would not partake
because I ain't getting shot, okay?
I don't know how this town is still alive if they've had this many drinking shoots.
Yeah, every year they have a drinking shoot.
What the hell? It's only been canceled once.
No, I thought it was like three times.
Three times? Okay.
Well,
every 35 years.
Yeah.
Is it 35?
Yeah.
Okay, so going by the math, they've been doing this for like 90 years plus.
Yeah, at least.
Jesus. How is this town still have like a population?
Yeah.
And they're all
on meth.
Maybe they have really good doctors.
Not good teeth.
That we don't see.
Wow. No, I loved the, when they were talking, like they were setting up the whole drink and shoot and everything, and they showed all the missing animals.
Yeah.
And one of them was for Nipples the cat. I loved that. That was great. Little hidden thing.
Tony.
I just want to say I want liquor donuts.
Liquor donuts.
I bet it tastes like butt.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
I don't like liquor flavored food though.
But I love donuts.
Like beer can chicken, I'm not into it. I don't want my chicken to taste like beer.
I don't think it does it?
Yeah, it kind of has like a little bit. Okay, do you guys remember when we went to Dooley's?
Dooley's.
Yeah.
The cheese was beer cheese, and it tasted like it had the aftertaste.
Straight up vomit.
It was disgusting.
I can't do alcoholic foods.
Because
I feel like if they're done right, though, because I think the problem with Dooley's and probably liquor donuts is it's the backwoods podunk
shitty.
Like they don't really care. They want that alcohol flavor in there.
Blech.
But like the actual chefs,
Dooley's had quite
a few cook out most
like
of the alcohol.
Sherry.
Yeah.
wine. That shit's fine if you do it right. But other than that, I just can't do it. It's gross.
Ew, liquor donuts. Okay.
So the chief of police sends Lou out to see Willie Higgins. He's the town nutcase. Also, like his friend, Lou's friend, kind of.
Yeah, he was Bond. He was a good comic relief.
Willie thinks he saw some shit, but Lou tells him it was just some heavy metal fans.
Yep.
And I love Willie. He's Willie's probably amazing. My favorite character in this whole movie.
He's like, yeah. I warned ya.
See, he was my favorite character, but I mean, Willie is hilarious.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, until the whole thing.
He cracks me up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had a favorite character.
Really?
You hated everybody?
You like Tina.
I like Tina, but I can't say she's my favorite because they didn't give her enough time, even though she's the one bitch in this movie who saves everyone.
But
she saved everyone in this movie. They just...
At pretty much any time where it's a possibility, like, they better not kill Tina. So you can't really say no one because you love Tina.
Yeah,
well, no,
we
because Tina. If Tina dies, the whole movie was for nothing because everybody would have died.
No, they would have found a way around it.
No,
I mean,
they would have died.
They could have worked around it.
I wish a B-movie would just kill off everybody except for my favorite. Let her come out of the wreckage.
No, usually B-movies, they'll kill off your favorite right away just because they can. And that shit cracks me up.
And it's probably the most expensive act all because they're good.
Yeah.
Well, true. It's good. I don't like anybody then, huh?
So from there, we meet the bartender girl, Jessica, and then they get another call about some shit going down from Willie.
And of course, they send the drunk guy.
And they send the drunk guy.
Let's send our drunk sheriff. He's doing well.
I'm not gonna lie. I like Jessica. I don't help the. You know, the
hated Jessica.
Yeah.
I
like
her
well.
Until the end.
I did not trust her one. Bit.
Yeah,
no. And then she proves why you shouldn't trust her.
I trusted her. I did not see it coming.
She looks untrustworthy.
No, that whole...
That's because you've seen her boobies.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He trusts any girl he sees her boobs.
He's it's like true. Boob gullible.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, you're good. Good enough.
Oh, I like it.
No. You'll never lie to me.
So yeah, Lou goes out to investigate, but this time he stumbles upon some occultists doing some occultist shit. And he gets knocked the fuck out, and he wakes up the next morning, and he's got super senses and a pentagram carved into his stomach.
We've all had drunk nights like
We've
that.
We've all had some pretty fucking drunk nights.
I just want to say that when he woke up and he started, like, experiencing his heightened senses and stuff, the random moments of the wolf flashing, and it's like a straight-up wolf. It's not like a werewolf.
Uh-oh.
They don't want to give you the idea too much.
Even though
we know
the name of the movie
for.
Is Wolf
it's
Cop.
Wolf
but no,
Wolf
like
Cop.
When he smells his shirt.
We've all seen the poster.
Yeah.
He smells his shirt and then he sees the wolf flash. I was like, it's like he's smelling his shirt. It's so weird. Like the opportunities they use to bring it in. I don't know.
He can smell that wolf.
He can smell it.
And then when he gets up and he starts shaving, there's this cool ass effect of the hair growing back.
That was amazing.
Loved it.
Yep.
I loved
that
shit.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It reminded me of that one movie we watched.
Which one?
Teen Wolf?
No, the one that had the three.
The three stories with Mark Hamill.
Oh,
yeah.
Speaking of which, Mark Hamill never tweeted me back.
He never got back to us?
No.
So
we need to know.
You know what? He's busy. Leave him alone.
Is he, though?
Work with
he is.
What?
He's got a life.
No,
he's probably reading and drinking some coffee.
He's probably reading.
No, I actually saw a really sad post that he made of there
says
was
he can't read.
No.
Stop.
And you know what he's not reading? My tweet.
No, there was a guy who had dementia in a hospital, and he went and read him like the story of Star Wars or something as Luke Skywalker.
Oh,
okay, that's
and
awesome.
And he says he's actually had to do this more than once, and it's heartbreaking.
Oh,
he said that, and I'm like, that is sad as shit.
All right, never mind. No more giving Mark Hamill shit.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
Don't tweet us back.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I want to
tweet us back.
You're busy, bro.
Tweet us back.
I want to point out, like, why all of a sudden was the sheriff so concerned that. This Lou Guru didn't shave. Like the day before, he wasn't shaved.
He wasn't shaved. He had the
and
stubble.
And then all of a sudden, it's such a huge fucking deal. Like, did you forget to shave this morning?
His stubble was a little bit more stubbly.
A little bit more stubbly.
And then the next day, when he wakes up and he's got the super senses and bullshits, he has to go back to the scene of the crime from the night before.
The occult. Things.
The occult bullshit, and a local political candidate is dead, and the coroner thinks it was a drug overdose. By the way, guys, the coroner, Bob, I love him.
Oh, my God.
he's another one of my faves here. Right when he comes in and he bends down to take a look at the body, he's holding a donut. And he sets his donut on the dead body's knee?
Yes.
He won me over, guys.
And no, literally, that's like...
That's me at a crime scene.
That's one of those... No, you would not. You would puke. I guarantee you would not rest your food on a dead body.
On a dead body.
100% guarantee you that.
Yeah, that food would be...
No, like,
you
literally...
You can't even drink flat pop. How are you gonna
this
drink,
pop
like,
has
a
been sitting out. The lid's been off this pop for 2 minutes. I can't drink it.
It's too flat.
But leave my donut on a dead guy's knee. I'll eat that shit.
Well, the donut's still gonna taste the same.
Nah.
It's soda doesn't when it's flat.
You don't know what is on those pants, dude. He did not investigate those pants before he just laid them down. There could have been who knows what.
But no, I love Bob.
That's a thing that's been a lot of coroners I found. Like in.
They just go around setting food down.
Gone in 60 Seconds, they do the same thing with Vinnie Jones.
Yeah.
He's the coroner, and he has a sandwich, and he just sets it on the dead body's chest, and he goes about coroning.
Coroning. Be
a guy.
We need to find out if this is a real thing from coroners.
I bet
like
it
in
is.
Real life.
I feel like I've seen it in so many movies.
If there's any coroners out there,
I highly doubt it is,
get at
because
us.
That's...
They'd be more hygienic.
That's fucking with the... Kind of with the scene, you know what I mean?
That's
you know,
true.
Later you're going to get donut crumbs, and what if he forgets he ate a donut? He's going to be like, oh, this man
the
was
killer
eating donuts.
Was eating a donut.
Yeah, like, and then he's dun, like, oh, dun, my dun. Bad, I set a donut down.
He's going to incarcerate the wrong guy because he has a receipt from around the same time for a donut.
Yeah. Just saying.
And then from there, we transition to the next scene, showing small town life perfectly, I thought. The chief at the... crime scene, he says to everybody, he says, let's keep this quiet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then right into breaking news segment, and a reporter interviews the mayor about the whole situation.
Yep.
Also, I like the mayor. I know she's a bad guy.
Hated the mayor.
In the end.
I called her.
But I did
right
on
when
that.
I saw her.
That
what?
Old lady and
I thought
her
she looked good. I saw her boobs.
And her old lady voice. I just love these old chicks.
Called her.
Yeah. So weird.
As soon as I saw her,
nope,
I was like, yeah,
me.
That bitch is a witch.
I was crushing.
You gross.
Yeah.
Whatever. On her?
Yep.
So how excited were you when she shapeshifted and she was like basically naked holding that sheet?
Just like the way in real life, I felt ashamed.
Oh.
So in The Shining... When that old lady that gets out of the bathtub butt-ass naked, were you excited about that?
Oh, that's different.
And it, too, when that butt-ass old lady's, like, running around the
room.
I
need to know the
crazy.
Limits, dude.
So all women become old ladies after you see them naked, apparently. That's what I learned from movies.
Okay.
Huh. With freaking boobs to their belly buttons.
Yep.
I know.
Shit.
Do you think they...
The best kind of... No, I'm just joking.
This is why I got trust issues.
Do you think, like, during casting, like, they make their decision on who has the saggiest tits? And they're like, yup, let's go with those.
We
got to get an old woman.
All right.
Wow.
So Lou goes to Jessica's bar, and he's like looking over his notes and shit. And it's kind of implied that she knows what he is. And she kicks everybody out just before 10 o'clock. And 10 seems to be the wolf time. I didn't know that 10 was wolf time.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I figured
think
it would be like midnight
out.
Or something. Yeah, or something, yeah. Like,
I mean, 10's an awful, weird, specific time. It's
yeah.
like,
yeah,
it's not, too late. The moon's obviously already out.
It's already been out.
But it's too early for like the weird like witching hour, so to speak. Like, midnight's usually the bet.
I would have thought midnight, but 10 o'clock seems to be...
I would be happy with 11, that's because, you know,
it was closer to midnight kind of thing?
Yeah.
Maybe they're in an area where
is that
the
your
time
whole beef
zone...
with the whole movie?
Oh, we'll get to it.
Because, like, what, in summer, we go at 9.
Unrelated, no, I just treated Mark Hamill.
Again?
Yeah, well...
Can you not?
Don't bug him.
He said sorry.
He's busy.
No, I just said all apologies, all bad.
Oh.
Oh my God, Tony. Well,
totally
you're
out of context.
Us look so, weird.
So now you're going to guilt trip him and being like, what's wrong, man?
Actually,
I better scroll back
trip.
Through all my tweets to see what I missed from these guys.
It's going to be something so stupid.
Actually, this was from a different account. So no context.
Tony.
Okay.
Oh I don't.
You're
think,
making us look so
I don't,
needy.
I don't think.
Not all of us
through.
Are like Tony.
All right. So
I'm not needy.
Jessica kicks all these motherfuckers out so that she can have sex with Lou. And as one of the bar patrons is leaving,
that's what Lou thought. Lou thought he's about to get laid.
That's why Jessica was trying to make it seem like that.
Well, yeah. She's about to get down.
Yeah.
And as one of the bar patrons is leaving, he throws a fit and he says that the whole town is going to hell in a handbasket. Like now, dude.
That's like, the moment.
The town is shit and is run by a gang, like a literal gang.
But no, I got to leave the bar early.
But yeah,
fuck
her,
this.
Her closing early is just like, that's the last fucking straw. This place is hell.
Why didn't he just go to another ball?
I think that was the only bar probably in town, probably, right?
Yeah. There's got to be more balls.
So yeah. We're used to our town, where there's a bar every 10 feet.
Yeah.
Or went and got liquor donuts and went home.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, they got liquor donuts.
Eat enough of those liquor donuts, I'm sure you'll get something.
Yeah. So the Jessica girl, she's acting like she's closing down early so she can fuck Lou, but Lou's drunk and he has to run off to the bathroom.
Okay, I have a lot to say about this.
Sweet, sweet. Jessica lets some bad guys into the bar while Lou is preoccupied.
Yep.
Because she's a duke.
Yep.
But at least Tony got to see her boobs.
Eventually.
I in know. The movie. And so, speaking of dick, character. Can
they
we talk
so
about the
fake, though.
Transformation scene?
Lou starts pissing blood, and then we get a transformation scene.
I am so happy they chose that body part first.
First.
That's the first sign of transforming was his hairy ass dick.
It looks so cool.
Did anybody go back and pause it? I did.
No.
It looked like he was peeing, and then someone blew up a really hairy balloon, and it came out of the pee hole.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's how I pictured it.
I know. You need to shave, guy. Need to shave.
You need
He's
to
a
shave.
Werewolf. I don't think he has a choice.
Oh, that's true.
Can we get Manscaped on this? Let's get Manscaped as a sponsor. You need to.
Dude, if they sponsored us,
tweet them.
Yeah, you know, good
I
idea.
I love the Manscaper.
I'm tweeting everybody now.
They call it the lawnmower.
What's this landscaper thing?
The Manscaper. It's a body shaver, but specifically designed for manscaping.
Yeah.
So you're not going to nick yourself.
It's not going to become bloody down there like normal.
Yeah.
Like normal?
That's what it is for you?
Yeah. Okay. But Manscaped, because it's, well, use Manscaped.
Use Manscaped.
Why don't they just call it Hairscape and make it for girls, too?
Oh, they do stuff for women.
Have you seen women's shavers? Because they're terrible.
I've never seen a woman
shave.
Yeah,
but a lot of... Yeah, I don't know where I was going.
Yeah,
where would you have gone?
Well, I was going to say a lot of females use the male razors because they're more durable, but no, it's the other way around. A lot of swimmers use female razors because they get a closer shave.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't think that's what it is. I think it's because the women, we have the hydrating
patch
or whatever, the little gel thing around it. In which you could easily just not make men smell like, I don't know. Whatever men smell like. It's like a gross smell on your guys' razor. Because they're like, oh, cologne the man, you know. But like it smells, ooh, it's too strong.
I have never noticed. See, the only smell I get after I shave is the aftershave.
Yeah.
I don't smell anything. Or the face, what's that shit? Shaving cream. That's the one.
Yeah.
Shaving cream smell.
I've smelled my legs before after using a man's razor and it's too cologne-y.
Okay, I just tweeted Manscaped.
Nice.
All right, so what's your beef with this whole scene, the transformation scene then?
Oh, it's not with that. I like that part.
Okay, I thought the transformation scene was awesome.
Yeah,
guys.
I figured.
Have a tickle.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, I figured since he had a lot to say about this scene, I figured it was just
not about this scene. I just really enjoyed it. That's all I had to say.
Oh, my God. Oh, when we put it out there into the Facebook world that we were going to be watching this.
Yes.
Tad from First Time Podcast.
Shout out. Attack of the Killer podcast, which you should listen to, both of them.
Oh,
pretty good.
He said that we should watch the Joe Bob Briggs at the last drive-in. So I did watch it.
I watched a little bit. I couldn't watch it all before this.
And with this transformation scene, the Joe Bob guy, he came back, stopped the movie, and he called the girl that played Angela in Sleepaway Camp to get her expert opinion on having a weird dick.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is so awesome.
Yeah,
damn it, I'm sad I missed that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, he probably talked to her for like a good like 3 or 4 minutes about dicks, about weird dicks.
Wow, I didn't have a chance
because she was an expert.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to finish that, but I'm gonna. Oh man, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun.
I like dick talk.
That's basically what Joe Bob says. He's like, afterwards, he's like, right before they go back to the movie, he's like, do we talk about dicks too much on the show?
No, you cannot talk about dicks too much.
No. Especially big dicks.
No. So, yeah.
And weird dicks.
Yeah. And this had both.
So Lou wakes up at Willie's house after that, and Willie explains what he is. And then I just got to say, guys, again, that I love Willie. Then Tina shows up and she takes Lou to the new crime scene, and it's vicious as fuck. It was at Jessica's bar.
Yeah.
From Lou from the night before.
This is where I give your coroner props on it being funny and awesome.
Yeah.
They walk into this bathroom. There's literally blood everywhere.
Yeah,
like
everywhere.
It's the scene from The Shining, basically.
It's vicious, man.
And he says, looks like a lover's quarrel. What the fuck?
And I love Bob. Didn't he say he won't know if it's drugs or not when it's obvious?
He's just like, man, what kind of scenes are you showing up to?
Bob's like one of my favorites.
Dude, Tina holds up his old face.
That's my next part.
My favorite part of the movie happens here. Tina finds the face skin that looks like Lou's. So she comments that, hey, Lou, this looks like you. Then she puts it up to her face like it's Texas Chainsaw shit. And then she's like, oh, I'm Lou. I'm a fucking drunk. Yeah. Let me go solve this crime, but I'll just sit at the bar.
And that was my favorite part of Tina's. Like, she was too serious throughout the whole movie,
but that
cracked me up.
Yeah, and then she should, like, totally destroying the crime scene.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so much evidence ruined now.
So much evidence. The, you know, the face.
Yeah. For when they're going to have a heyday with all.
That wraps up, and then another fave part of mine happens after that. Lou goes to the library. He's going to do some research about what's happening.
Okay, I like the scene.
Yeah, and then like it's a cool, like the way they did, like when he's like actually doing the research and shit like that. I thought that was cool how they did that and how they shot it and edited it and stuff together.
But I love it when these movies, they show the research, but they show them writing. I don't know what it is, but people writing
things
is soothing to me. It soothes my soul, and I love when they show that.
I had a problem that he was left-handed.
I didn't even.
I don't like left-handed. It freaks me out.
My mom is left-handed, so I guess I'm just used to it.
It makes sense.
Huh. I wish I was left-handed.
No.
My brother was born left-handed, but my mom fixed it and made him right.
Actually, I can write. Awesome. I can learn to write. I know how to write both.
You're ambidextrous.
Yeah.
So it trips me out about the whole.
I've never seen you write with your left hand. I call bullshit. I gotta see this after podcast.
And then listeners,
I'll let you know if he's lying or not.
Okay.
No, see, the thing that trips me out about left-handed writers is they are covering up.
As they're going.
Yeah, they're going, they're covering up what they wrote. And me, I like to look back at what I wrote to make sure it all flows.
Yeah.
So that's just weird to me.
It'd be weird to, like, that's
learn
how you do
that.
It. Yeah.
And if you use the wrong pen, you're just smearing it the whole time you're writing.
That's true.
Anyway.
I love that he stands up then. He has, like, this big realization. Yeah. And he stands up and he just hollers out, hey, you got any books on devil worship?
Yeah.
It's, like, perfectly timed, like, in everything. I just
and
love it.
Everybody, like, looks back.
They just stare at him.
And they're like.
And then he comes up with this fancy-ass book that's, like, never been touched ever.
Yeah, it's been, like, hidden for 100 years or
it
something
like
beautiful.
That. It was
beautiful. Yeah, it was real nice.
Filled with awesome. That's another thing I love about, old, like, movies like this. And Evil Dead always stuck out to me.
Oh, yeah.
Is when they have, like, the old artwork. Journals and the artwork. Oh, I love that shit.
Yep.
I literally wish I could have, like, a movie prop from, like, of the Necronomicon or, like, the original artwork and everything. Oh.
Hey, do you want me to text Sam Raimi? I'm on a.
Yep, you're on a tweeting rampage.
I'm gonna tweet.
See if Sam Raimi can hook me up with a copy of the Necronomicon.
You know, some motherfucker is gonna tweet us back eventually.
Eventually, someone's got to.
Someone's got to. We should make it a point that every time we do a podcast, we have to tweet somebody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Down.
And then
see who gets back to us.
Yeah. All right. Do that.
And then see who blocks us.
Yeah.
Yeah. For being creepy.
See what celebrity feuds we can get involved in.
It turns out lizard shapeshifters turn people into wolves and then drink their blood, and then that's how they get their shapeshifting powers for another, like, whatever, 30 years or something like that, however long. So, Lou and Willie, they meet back up at the cop station right before 10, and they lock Lou in a cell. Because he just rips the cell door off.
Just rips whenever, right the fuck
yeah,
off.
Yeah, like as soon as he's like, yep, I want to leave here, yep. he just takes it off like it ain't nothing.
No, this scene, I like it a lot for two reasons. One, there was an awesome poster in the background. I don't know if anybody saw it.
A dive with the puppies?
Puppy poaching is a crime.
Yes. Yeah,
loved that. Cracked me up. Also, I liked that transformation was badass.
Yes.
And it's so it's unique because normally with the werewolf movies, they transform and they become the werewolf. And this one, it's like the werewolf breaking out of his skin. So basically he sheds his skin every time he becomes a werewolf, which was really interesting. And
which would always be painful.
That would suck.
As fuck, yeah.
Like, does he have to grow his face back every day?
Yeah. You'd think so. Yeah,
I want to see, because they never showed it, I want to see the reverse, like of him transforming.
The untransformation.
Yeah, from werewolf back into
human.
To Lugaroo.
Maybe Lugaroo. He just molts the werewolf.
Huh.
He just does like it again?
He starts regenerating, you know, as soon as he turns into a werewolf, he regenerates the inside.
Like underneath is Lou.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then he just flop.
And then his loose skin eventually wears off, and he guys go back.
All right.
So I am curious though. Did anyone catch, or does anyone know, the werewolf thing?
No.
Since it's for this ritual and everything, are they a werewolf for life if they survive these guys, or? And then also,
is it kind of the way I take it, right?
Is it also only the full moon, because this motherfucker turned into a werewolf 3 nights in a row, and that's not a thing for a full moon.
That's because they kept saying the eclipse with the eclipse.
Yeah, it was supposed to be. Oh. It was supposed to be with there was more full moons that week or something because of the eclipse was happening.
I don't think that's a thing.
It's not,
probably not.
But
so is it only a full moon then when he changes?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And then like the news coverage of like not staring at it, they went on that for that on a little bit.
Kept mentioning that shit.
Yeah, I thought that was going to come into action somehow.
No, no, they just wanted to drop, like, the little, you're talking about the radio DJs?
Yeah.
They had a name for their show, and it was hilarious to me, but I did not write it down. It was like the Bad Show Radio or something like that, but...
And I did watch after I watched this one, I watched the sequel.
Yes.
And they go on, you're right about the wolf.
Uh-huh.
They have to have the full moon, but in the sequel, they explain that if they snort moon dust, they have like a piece of the moon that was brought back from one of the lunar missions.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And if he snorts some of that, then he can turn into the wolf for a little bit.
Well, you just killed Abe.
I need to see the sequel.
The sequel's amazing.
I need
but anyways.
To see the sequel. That's amazing.
Anyways. All right. Back to this, because we'll get to the sequel. It shows that he retains his brain now, basically. He's still like, he's still kind of Lou in there. He's just got super, super strength and super senses.
Thanks,
and shit
partner.
Like that. And then he goes out as the wolf cop. And then this movie gets fucking insane.
I love that he takes the robbery call as the wolf.
As the wolf.
He's grunting. And he's writing everything down, and the person on the other line does not phase. He's just like, dude, we're getting robbed.
We're getting robbed. Well, it'd be that Asian guy that owns the liquor
store.
That guy was amazing.
Loved him.
That guy was awesome. So he goes, the wolf cop, he goes to the grocery store and busts some crime, which was awesome.
Yeah, I did like that.
There's some cool little deaths right there, and then with the piggies.
Yeah.
He walks out. As he walks out, what's his face? Willie?
Oh, yeah, Willie.
He says, hey, Lou, don't forget to murder someone else on the way to the car.
Totally incognito.
That cracked me the fuck up. As he's walking out of the grocery store, Willie says that, and then the wolf cop, he looks across the street and he sees the welding place.
The auto shop.
So he gets an idea, and they deck the fuck out of this cruiser.
They have that nice little montage of him welding and spray painting.
It was awesome.
Ashlyn went to the bathroom during that scene.
Oh, why?
So she got to miss out on the magical glory.
How did you go to the bathroom during this movie?
Oh, it was amazing.
I just held that shit in.
terrible.
You couldn't pods?
She wasn't too interested. She told me to just keep watching for her, so I did. But no, you did gloss over the awesome, one of my favorite lines of the whole movie. That was cheesy as fuck, and I feel like Tony wrote this line.
Okay.
It was the lead gangster, and he was like, "What the fuck are you?" And the wolf replies, The fuzz.
Yes. I like that. Oh.
Which was the tagline, by the way? Here comes fuzz.
You know that line where he would like say, you know what I'm going to get out of this? A promotion.
Yep.
I did not understand what he said. I had to rewatch that sometime with subtitles. So I'm like, oh, okay, because she said that so fast.
The wolf had a lot of great one-liners.
Oh, he had some great lines.
That were like just so action movie-esque that I loved.
Oh, yeah. Then the wolf cop and Willie, because he's got Willie with him, they end up going to a barn and they kill everybody in this barn. It's insane. It's a great fucking scene.
The
and
school guy is amazing.
That's my favorite death.
The school guy's amazing.
That shit was amazing.
That death was amazing. Oh, actually, like it wasn't even technically a death.
He rips the guy's face off and then goes on to fighting other bad guys. And then that guy that just got his face ripped off, he crawls over to the Wolfman's car.
Yep.
Yeah, and he's like trying to get into Willie. Oh my god!
And it was just like he was screaming and like he was basically alive, just without a face, and all you see is this bloody ass skull. It was awesome.
They did amazing
with that shit.
Yeah, it was so good.
And then Willie gets another extremely good line shortly after that. He says after they're done at the barn, he says,
"Grab the meth." He says,
"Grab the meth." But then they get away from the barn, and Willie says, "I think we need to lay low. There's a guy running around with no face."
Yeah, that's a good one.
Willie had the best lines.
He really did.
After the barn, the amazing barn scene.
Yep.
After that, Lou and Willie head back to the station where Jessica shows up and seduces Lou. She really wants that doggy dick.
That wolf sex was weird.
Hilarious.
So, there was so many different positions.
Yeah. So many different positions, but they have all of the best it was just shot exactly like an 80s romance sex scene. It wasn't like too gratuitous or like heavy pounding or anything like that. It was romantic, in a way.
It was sensual.
And they have the music that is just like the cheesiest love music ever. It was amazing.
Can you imagine filming that though? Seriously.
Oh, there was a body double for the chick.
Yeah.
Was there?
Yeah, she didn't do her, which they did really well with that because it looked exactly like her. Like her face, like it looked like it was still her.
Yeah. And then afterwards, Jessica slips some sleep stuff into Lou's drink and then reveals herself to be one of the shapeshifters.
While they were stereotypically smoking after sex.
Yes.
While he was. I loved seeing his big paw coming in.
Yeah.
He was struggling to hold that cigarette.
Oh, with those regular-looking lips?
Yep.
Huh? Yeah. With the regular-looking lips. It was
Except
amazing.
Except before, he couldn't close his fucking mouth because his teeth were too big, but now he's smoking with regular-ass lips.
He's smoking. Yeah. He's kissing boobies.
So he molted his teeth for this spot.
Yep.
Like, that pisses me off. That don't make no sense.
Maybe it was later in his transformation where his fangs started getting molted.
No, it's called shit.
It's called shit.
It's called amazing. I know. No. Amazing shit.
I did miss in my notes that I have to point out is how or why does red meth look so much more dangerous, but at the same time so much more appealing?
I don't think it was red meth, though.
It was blood meth.
I think it was,
It was like...
It was blood mixed with...
It was powdered blood.
Yeah, but it was... I think there's still meth in it.
Yeah.
If they're snorting moon dust in order to turn into a werewolf, they're...
See, I just thought that they took the blood of the werewolf because that's what they needed to live.
Yeah.
And just powdered it.
And made it into meth?
They would, like, dehydrate it and just made it into something to snort instead of having to drink it. Because if they kept having to drink it...
Because I'd rather snort blood, too.
The blood would actually...
I like the idea of it being meth, though.
I think it's meth. But I like your idea also.
Yeah, so that's what I thought it was.
I'm a little like the you know, was it Jill? What was the name of the partner chick?
Tina.
Tina's awesome. Her dad died because he was a vampire.
Werewolf.
I did not watch this movie. Yeah. Werewolf. And then, so this like, I'm trying to like think like how do they set everything up to make this we happen for every eclipse.
Yeah, that I don't know.
I was trying to figure that out.
No, they have plenty of time to figure it out, though. They got like 30 years or so in between.
But yeah,
no, 35 cycle, years. So.
I guess.
I mean, they've got plenty of time to work this out and find the town clown.
Town idiot.
Jessica fucked Tina's dad, too, and that's sad as hell.
And that's gross.
Oh, those Eskimo brothers.
They're dead brothers.
Anna's my old lady, so.
So I'm curious, and I know this is way earlier in the movie, but was she not aware that her dad, like, I don't know, like, the scene way early in the movie when they're at the first crime scene and they're in the bar and she's taking pictures and she sees the picture of her dad.
Yeah.
Did she not remember? Like, it seemed to me like she just, uncovered this dark secret about herself and she just remembered out of nowhere. I don't know. I felt like it was so dramatic. I don't know why.
I think they just over-dramatized it or something.
Okay.
Because yeah. That threw me off. She remembered being in the bar and it made her sad.
Because then, later in the bar, she's like mentioning it like nothing. Like, oh yeah, I was in this bar before. I was with my daddy right here drinking Shirley Temples. And
I love Shirley Temples.
I used to love Shirley Temples.
I don't think I've ever had one.
I've never had
one. You've never had a Shirley Temple?
I always got a virgin Shirley Temple, though.
Not even while bowling?
No.
No.
Because that's the thing with tomato juice, isn't it?
Not even while... No, it's freaking maraschino or the... What's that called?
Grenadine.
That cherry.
Grenadine. Grenadine into like 7-Up or...
That sounds amazing.
Sprite or something like that.
It's what's good. The... Oh, I'm thinking Bloody Marys. That's the tomato juice thing, right?
Yeah, I don't
That's like good, Marys. Too, though. Get a pickle, dip it in there, and then eat the pickle.
See, that looks disgusting.
I'm about it.
It's so gross.
A fucking bright-ass red drink? No, thank you.
It's soup.
I don't like tomato soup.
It's soup.
I don't like tomato soup.
You're crazy.
Don't hate on me.
Wolfcap. I did it. That's what you wrote down. Holy shit. All right. So I can't make fun of you about Wolfcap anymore.
No, you can't.
All right. So Wolfcap, he's passed the fuck out. He's knocked out. And we just found out that Jessica was a shapeshifter. And then we found out that Willie is also a shapeshifter.
You guys just found that out. I knew Jessica's ass was shady. I knew the old lady was shady.
I twisted whole boob.
You didn't call
honest.
Willie, though. You didn't call Willie. No one saw Willie.
That was a nice little twist.
It broke my heart because I loved Willie.
It's true.
I thought Willie was going to be our boy to the end.
And then they take Lou out to the woods to sacrifice him during the solar eclipse. But Tina's not going to let her partner go out like that.
That's right.
She
Tina's the fucking savior.
She gets the gun.
Gears
the fuck up.
Sniper rifle.
Although I will say when she finally gets to the scene... And she starts setting up that sniper rifle to save the day.
Oh my god!
Her ass took forever. Like she cocked her gun like 7 times, and she's like getting positioned. It's like just shoot somebody, please.
You know when Tina went back to the jail cell, and she figured out how to have sex. Did anybody notice the shot before it, like? Just like lingered on the security camera, and they paid that off in the very next scene.
Yeah, they like foreshadowed, and then they
and
like 2 seconds later they revealed.
She showed him, and she came in and like looked exactly at the thing like they just did. I'm like, why did they even do that?
I'm sorry, but like she should be like she's there. She sees the camera's empty, the little one that Willie set up.
Yeah,
as a cop, her first thing. Oh, we have security systems. Oh, man. Not like look at the wall. Like
And Willie, when he was transforming, and like, oh, shoot, I'm not recording.
Yes, that was amazing. Yeah. Willie is great.
Yeah, Willie's amazing.
I was a little disappointed by the end battle. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I felt like it was so rushed, and it wasn't fighting. Like all the fights were really badly choreographed.
Oh, my God, the girls. Come on.
Yeah, this.
Dude, Tina's a bad bitch.
I actually agree with you on this. They kill off two of the three shapeshifters.
Yes.
And then they just die
really easy, by the way.
Die real easy, and then...
And what were they? Were they aliens?
It turns out they're lizard
people.
Yep, lizard
Which
people.
Is a real thing, by the way. I don't know if
well,
you guys
it's
were...
not a real thing.
Well, no.
It's a real conspiracy.
Yeah, it's a real conspiracy.
It's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really weird to me.
Dude, like everything is conspiracy now, though. There's so many weird-ass conspiracies out there.
Yeah,
it's bonks.
Sorry.
So the third shapeshifter, though, it turns out he is Lou and Tina's cop boss, that bastard that I don't like. And it turns out that he's another person that I don't like in the movie, which was the gang leader.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that guy was a dick.
He was also in something. I looked him up, and he was also in something that was, I think he's also in one of the Final Destinations, actually. Really? I think he was in the third one.
So this is where all the Final Destination people came.
Yeah. They all went here. Apparently the
they went up to Canada.
Lowell Dean really likes the Final Destination series.
Yeah.
He saw them and was like, I got to get them in some movie.
He should have had Devon Sawa on here.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Man. Oh, he needs to come back.
Every movie needs Devon Sawa.
Come on, Stan.
I just watched a month ago or so when it came out, that Hunter with How Devon Sawa.
Oh, really?
Really good.
Nice. Yep.
A new, like, kind of horror. It's like a thriller.
Yeah.
More a thriller.
Fucking love Devon Sawa.
So good. You should check it out.
One of my favorite movies with him is his character in SLC Punk.
Now and Then. Oh, SLC Punk.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Also, Idle Hands was good.
Idle Hands was good.
For real, I was so jealous of him because I had the biggest crush growing up on Christina Ricci.
I thought
he
was.
And he got to make out with her in two movies. Yeah. Casper and Now and Then.
Oh, yeah.
Casper was good.
But anyways.
Wasn't he hooking up with Jessica Alba
in Idle Hands?
Yeah, he was.
Devon Sawa's had a life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's had a life.
So a little disappointing then. I agree.
I mean, I felt that they all died really, like a bullet hole in like one of the basic extremities, and it killed him.
Yeah, but dude couldn't even get killed by a sword.
And then this bitch stabbed a sword completely through his back. He was perfectly fine, walked up to her, and stabbed her with the sword that he was stabbed with, which was really weird.
Just a tip, though.
Yeah, just a tip.
They tummy touched.
I like tummy touching.
Me too.
And then Wolf Cop pops up and shoots him with his revolver from like 500 feet away.
Can we just say he's a little Joe in it, okay?
Little Joe.
Well, we saw his penis. It's pretty big.
Little Joe, man. That was my dude.
Oh, Willie Bonanza reference?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Bonanza. You know, I'm younger than all of you.
I don't think I've ever seen Bonanza.
Bonanza is amazing.
Her mom watches it a lot.
I love Westerns, and I don't think I've ever seen it.
Bonanza is where it's at.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And Little Joe's my favorite. He plays Paul on Little House on the Prairie.
Never watched.
I have.
I grew up on that shit with my mom. He's young. Yeah, except he's young. It's Little Joe, and he's like a sharpshooter. He's a hip shooter. It's great.
Speaking of him. Of that show, Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yes.
Taking it differently, you know the dad from that, Michael Landon?
Yeah, that's Little Joe.
His son, in real life, is a famous, he's a director now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did Freaky.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and then, which was really good.
And then he do Happy Death Day.
And he did the Happy Death Day movies.
Mm. Yeah, he's really good.
I love Michael Landon.
So, yeah.
Oh,
also, this is just random, but while watching this, I really wanted to see a Wolf Cop versus RoboCop movie.
Ooh, I'd watch that.
Maybe that'd be the third movie.
They need to do that.
Yeah. Crossover.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then know what?
They could Wolf Cop.
What about
Wolf Cop
a Wolf Cop Godzilla. Maniac Cop? And RoboCop.
Ooh. And then
plus
the,
Ash from Evil Dead.
And, the fifth one. No, the fifth one, you got to go with Triceracop. I don't even remember what that movie was called.
Wasn't it just called Triceracop?
Yeah, it was.
I think it was called Triceracop.
No, because it was a little. I don't think it was.
No,
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, Google that shit.
But I don't think it was because it was. I thought it was like Kung something.
No, that was a different movie.
Yeah, that was a different one. There was
Kung Fury.
Kung Fury.
Wasn't that a different movie?
I think it was.
Kung Fury was.
No, that was funny because that was the that was the one that Steve Odekirk did, didn't he?
Mm.
Or was that Kung Pao?
I think Kung Pao was.
Yeah, I think Kung Pao.
Anyways.
Huh. All right.
Sorry. So, death count.
We just got... That went so random, it's like we're on our other podcast.
Yeah. which is ironically this podcast because...
So, Lou prevails, and then boom, and then boom.
And
the
rap.
Movie, no. Yeah, and then it goes
to Kung Fury.
There's nothing really after that.
No.
There
is... after credit scene.
Yep, I saw it.
Oh, did you?
Okay, I did not see it. I did not see it.
I was hoping I wasn't the only one who saw it.
It's like, 20 seconds long?
I wish it was better. Because they set it up earlier in the movie when Wolf Cop just changed. He comes outside of his house, and there's the old man with his little dog, and the guy kicks the dog because he's barking. And then you think Wolf Cop's going to fuck this guy up.
Yeah.
Doesn't. Pissed me off. But that's the after credit scene is the guy's yelling at his dog again and Wolf Cop shows up and they're teasing that he's going to fuck this guy up and then it fades to black.
Yep.
I was pissed. But no, it was Kung Fury. Here's Triceracop.
Oh, I guess.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was his own movie.
No, he's just a major character. But so, yeah, that should be the fifth one. Huh. RoboCop yes. versus Wolf Cop versus Triceracop.
Okay. Some fun facts that I learned from the Joe Bob Briggs, yep. The last drive-in. This was made. There was this like program thing called Cineku
Accelerator.
Mm-hmm. Cineku Accelerator, I think I'm saying that right. And it's this thing that Cineplex Theater Chain did where anybody could send them a trailer for a movie that they wanted to make, like a mock trailer. And then basically it won in 2013. This guy did, Lowell Dean. And then they gave the director $1 million to make the movie.
Canadian.
And
Canadian.
And basically all the money was spent on practical effects, including and a large part of that money of the special effects budget. Mm-hmm. Or practical effects budget was on the transformation scenes.
Really?
Yeah. So basically, they just like he took the $1 million and just threw it all at special effects and tried to make it as good as he could. Ashley,
that is awesome.
He tried as hard as he could to make it look as good as he could.
I could make a better werewolf than that.
For our standards, that's $784,000 US dollars.
Oh, because they have Canadian dollars.
They're worth a little bit more than ours.
What are the Canadian dollars called?
Canadian dollars.
That's it?
I think so.
They're not called like
The abbreviation is CAD.
Quebecs. Yeah, let's. Hey, we don't have anybody listening in Canada yet. We'll be fine.
Nope. And then another fun fact: the guy that plays the Wolf Cop.
The guy that, slowly devolving.
The guy that plays the Wolf Cop, that Leo Fafard, he did the welding on. He's the one that did the Wolf Cruiser.
Okay, oh, yeah. That was a good scene when they made that. I like the design of that.
He did all of that because apparently that he's like an expert welder.
Oh, no, his IMDb, a lot of his other credits. No, it's like electrician and stuff for other movies. And one of them, I can't remember what it was, but he was a grip. In
all Canadian shit, right?
No, there was one of them that was here in the States.
It was
actually a really, really good one that I liked. I'm not going to look it up, but it was a good one. He was a grip for it. No, one of my favorite trivia facts was it was shot in only 17 days.
That's crazy.
Fucking bonks.
17 days, and they blew the whole money on making it as good as they could with practical effects.
17 days.
They fucked it up.
That's amazing.
No,
they did so
I give props to these guys.
Them lifts, yep. Man.
And
I can't.
Then another one was the DVD. There are outtakes, which include a bunch of deleted scenes of Amy Matizio, which is Tina.
Yep.
Improvising a bunch of comments about the penis prop.
Oh, man.
Which I would love to see that because that'd crack me up.
Yeah, I didn't even get to see any outtakes, man.
No,
yeah.
I want to see the outtakes.
I love Shudder, but they need outtakes real sometimes. I'm not even that big on outtake reels usually. But,
no, I love them.
In 2017, also, they made a sequel to this, like I said.
Wait, it came out in 2017, not 2015, like I said.
Yeah, they did say that. They did say coming in 2015.
That's true. At the
they
end
were
the
really
movie.
Hopeful.
Yeah. took them 2 extra years to find the budget.
Yeah.
But it's called Another Wolf Cop. I totally rented it for $3 off Amazon Prime.
How is it?
Awesome. If you liked the first one, you're going to like the second one a lot.
They fucking sniffed moon dust so they can turn into werewolves. That is amazing.
And it stars all the same people, even Willy.
Yes.
And the way that they bring Willy back, is pretty fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Also, in the movie, Willy has a sister who turns out is also a werewolf. Hmm. Yes. Oh. So Wolf Cop gets a girlfriend in the next one.
Hopefully that she doesn't turn into an old...
And let's see, the plot would be lycanthrope lawman Lou Garou. I'm terrible with Lou Garou. He continues to fight crime as Wolf Cop, much to the annoyance of the new police chief, Tina Walsh.
Promoted.
And then an entrepreneur, Sydney Swallows, is investing in the town of Woodhaven and promises to transform the local economy with the launch of a new hockey team and brewery.
So Canadian.
It's so Canadian. But the bad guy, the Sydney Swallows, turns out...
Male or woman?
Is a guy.
That's
a good... Yeah, that's a good... Better. That's a good last name.
It turns out Sydney Swallows is a shapeshifter, and he has spiked the beer from his new brewery brewery with something that impregnates you with a shapeshifter that bursts out of your chest.
Ew.
Nice.
So, Kevin Smith is in the sequel.
That's right.
Yeah, he's the mayor.
Yeah, you told me that.
And I read apparently he was in their town location scouting for one of his movies. Mm-hmm. And he heard about this and wanted to be in on the fun. So they filmed a couple scenes with him. I think it was in like two scenes or something like that as the mayor.
What era of Kevin Smith are we talking? 2015 or 2017, so that'd be,
post heart attack. Then. Yeah.
Would it?
Yeah.
I don't remember when he had his.
I don't remember attack. Either.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Sounds good. And then the third act of the sequel is at a hockey game, and the Wolf Cop is in hockey gear on the ice fighting motherfuckers.
Okay.
It's so good.
Awesome.
Man. Yeah.
So, in your opinion, which one's better, the first one or the second one?
Oh, first one's always.
First one? Okay.
Yeah. Like 99.9% of the time, the first one's always the best.
Yes. Yeah, not except for Twilight.
Except for.
Yeah. Twilight grows on you like a nice wine.
Yeah, does it?
Twilight. The sequels are always better than the first one in Twilight.
Yeah, are they?
Yes.
Yeah.
It would have been right before that.
Really?
Or no, right after that, because it was in 2018.
Okay, wow. I thought it was
February
way back.
February 25th.
Oh, so his heart attack was shortly after filming.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So it would be Fat Kevin's.
Did this do it?
No.
Maybe.
Must have. The stress of... Fuck, I'm in Wolf Cop 2!
Yeah.
Whoa. His career is over. Heart attack.
Death count?
So, death count?
Okay, I looked online before this movie starts, I typically do, because it was a death count only I could find, then I don't do the count.
Yeah.
Right.
But I couldn't find one before this, so I had to count, and I counted 12.
Okay. 12?
Kind of low. Okay.
Yeah.
Seems low.
Yeah.
No... But what about that barn scene?
I know
killed
that
more
was,
than 12
that
people
was like,
in that.
That
movie.
Was hard to think. That's what, like,
yeah, because what classifies as
really?
Dead?
Oh,
that.
I guess that's true. Because like the one guy that didn't got his face ripped off.
Yeah,
he wasn't dead.
I know.
It's just
and then
the most.
A couple of the meth guys.
And I saw some people went out, so it was a hard one to.
That one guy got his fucking arms ripped off and beat with them, but we don't know.
So I had it like full up to that. So
all right, fine.
I can go up if you want.
How about we
go? We'll say 12.
How about
12 is conservative.
Can
I like
we go
it.
With? Can we go with 13?
Yeah,
just
keep
one more.
13 because 13 people die in Tremors, the first one.
Okay.
Okay.
So let's just keep them even.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. So our previous keep number was 33. Now we're up to 46.
Oh, that's 46. Not bad. 46.
Nice. Out of two movies.
Three.
Three movies.
Yep.
Yeah, Mayhem.
Right. Sleepaway Camp. Mayhem. And
skip
then,
Mayhem.
And then now this.
Nice.
Yep. So this was a first time watch for me. Everybody
me too.
Yep.
What? It wasn't a first time watch for you?
Mm-hmm. I'd never seen this movie before.
I thought you did.
No, you said like five times in the podcast. You've watched this like four times.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the last week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
In the last week, before you picked this movie,
really?
I've never seen it. Yeah.
Holy shit, you did a lot of research.
Damn.
Oh, I just liked it a lot.
You liked it that okay.
I'm even gonna throw this out there, dude.
Okay.
They have the soundtrack on Spotify.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And after I watched it the first time, I had to go like pick up Aurora or something, and I was totally rocking out to it in my car.
Oh, man.
The soundtrack, because
the
soundtrack was so good,
so,
man.
So you tell me I didn't have to like line up the song at the end. I could check on Spotify for that app.
Yeah, you could have. And then also, I found the vinyl. The soundtrack on vinyl, and I've actually thought of it was only like $27, so I'm thinking about
you would pay $27 bucks for that. Get out of here!
I like the soundtrack, but I don't think it's. I mean, I would love to have some soundtracks
on
vinyl.
Does it have the sex scene song on there?
Oh, it has to.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
I want that. I want that in the WAP.
It's disgusting.
Yeah,
it's because you like the boobs.
So, I do like boobs.
Next time you guys come over, I'm probably gonna have it in the mail already.
Oh God,
it's what I'm attracted to.
Abe, do you want to kick it off with your thoughts since you picked the movie?
All in all, I really like this movie a lot. It was a lot of fun. There are certain elements I wish they would have leaned more into the B-movie aspect of it.
Okay.
I think they kept it nice and cheesy, though, and I like that. Mm-hmm. All in all, though, great movie. I give it four machetes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's not quite a fiver, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Nice. Ashlyn? Or should I go first, and then both of you guys could just shit on it?
Wait, real quick, Tony, you didn't even have any beef with this movie.
Yeah,
where's
you
the
built
rant?
It, you
built,
you it up
built
like
that
you
up
were...
like...
Oh, I'll go last.
Okay.
Tony's going to go last.
All right, fine.
I'm going.
Okay, you can go.
2.5 machetes.
Damn!
Out of five, that's not bad. That's half.
That's not bad. Yeah.
I guess I just. I mean,
see, if you wouldn't have, if
it basically means you were indifferent.
If you wouldn't have peed, it would have been at least like a 3 because you would have seen the shit.
Because I don't want to see a dumbass montage of him doing a car.
Montages are the best.
Stupid.
Dude, I thought it was awesome.
More movies need montages. Movies.
I think it's boring. And his wolf suit, I can't.
Montages are the best montages.
They could have saved money on exploding that barn and made his wolf better. Like, dude, do something else. You don't have to explode a meth barn.
Yeah, but I doubt it costs them that much to do the barn. No. That's probably why they picked a barn.
Yeah, but still, it's a fucking, it's a...
And explosives are cheap in Canada.
Yeah, probably.
Really? Know. Are they?
Yeah.
Are they, Abra? Yeah, exactly. They could have done something with the mouth on the wolf costume and the weird ball penis. I don't even know. I can't.
Gosh, that was great.
So anyways.
So 2.5.
You know, now I just made myself drop it to a 2.
Damn it.
We lingered too long.
All right, I'm going next.
Before it drops it. Yeah,
official 2. 2
it's
for
a
her.
2.
You're going to bring our average down.
Oh, well, just
I always
wait.
Bring our average down.
Just wait.
Sleepaway Camp was pretty good, and then and Mayhem gave a 5.
Sleepaway was a 3.5.
Yeah,
but you should see my other scores
from the other ones that we we didn't put out.
I'm sure we'll release them at some point.
Yeah, they're gonna be in. They're in a can.
So my thoughts: they use practical effects, and it just makes a fucking movie so much better when they use practical effects, especially in the ways that they did. I thought. Sorry, Ashlyn. And the humor, I thought, I didn't think it was forced. I thought it fit into this world that they built up.
Right. Okay.
The humor did. And then the actors and the characters, they're mostly well-placed, like in the story. And then the actors in the characters are mostly well-placed also. Like I said, I hated the gang leader character. Ugh. But
he was cute.
Tina's badass more than makes up for it.
Yeah.
So
she saved everyone.
I'm going to give this movie a 4.5 out
of
5.
Oh, my gosh. Nice. I can't
it's
even believe
it. Almost.
So what would have kicked it up? What was it missing that you wish it would have been better?
Well, like I said, I didn't like that gang leader character.
Hated him.
And then, like we talked about before, with the end fight with the leader of the lizards, lizard shapeshifters, could have been more to that. But it was like they ran out of daylight or something, and they had to like, you know what I mean? Like they had to,
getcha. Yeah, I gotcha.
They had to just get that a film they, to make their day, kind of thing, you know. So that's my thought.
So are you guys ready? I'm gonna think my review is gonna piss off all 3 of you somehow.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not what it is. It's gonna be all good and not bad, and that's why it's gonna piss us off. Because he built that up for no reason.
Okay. Well, let me get into
this.
Sounds
like a Tony thing to do. Good call.
No.
He's David lynching us right now.
I am a 5. So sorry, Ashton taking a selfie.
Ashlyn's over it.
I got to do podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Pictures, good point. You know? So, this movie was a 3 to me up until the 50-minute mark.
Okay.
What happened at the 50-minute mark?
It becomes a 5.
Oh, God.
Wait, no. What in the movie happened at the 50-minute mark? Was that the boobs?
No. I don't even know what time.
No, is it when he fully becomes like Wolf Cop?
They spent way too much time of him not being Wolf Cop and setting everything up.
Agreed.
It was just so boring. I found myself bored until it went badass crazy, and then I was.
And then it goes balls to the wall.
It really does.
Until that third, until that last fight with the guy, and then it slows the fuck back down.
Still, I wanted it to be that from the get go.
Okay.
Or at least 15 minutes in. Not make me wait 50 minutes. Okay. Yeah. They could do the setup in 15 minutes.
They could have done a better story setup. Yeah. Is what you're saying? Okay.
And that was annoying me.
Good point.
Because I wanted what we got at the end sooner.
Yeah.
And then this would have been a. So I don't know how to wait.
You basically wanted more Wolf Cop.
Yeah. And Wolf Cop.
Yeah. More Wolf Cop being Wolf Cop.
Yeah.
Just with his puns, his little one-liner.
Yeah. And then I looked at the time. I'm like, wow.
Was it really 50 minutes in?
Okay. Yes.
But good point.
You need to watch the sequel then. Okay. If you wanted more of that, that's what the sequel is.
Because,
no setup time or nothing. They jump right in.
That's why I wanted for this, but... That's why I did not, because I was really bored up until then. Oh.
So, overall, it puts you at, basically a 4?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give it a 4.
Split the difference?
Yeah.
But no, that is a good point.
How is that splitting the difference?
Because he said between it was a three until until Wolf Cop came in, and then it was a four.
But, oh, if that's how the movie makes you feel, maybe you should really go with like a 3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's true, because that was such a brief, if we're talking 50 minutes into the whole
50
thing.
50 minutes compared to, I think the movie is what, probably like an hour and 20?
Yeah. So and the last half an hour was amazing, and I just wanted.
And then that last scene killed it again.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But I really liked it. I wanted to like it more, but it just didn't get going as soon as I wanted.
Touché.
Yeah. Good
points. Your points.
Good points.
Thank you.
Okay. Sounds good. Anybody got any last thoughts on Wolf Cop?
Dumb.
Lou Garou. Mm-hmm. That movie he was a grip for was Tideland, by the way.
Tideland.
Yeah, with Terry Gilliam.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was good.
I love that movie. Cool. That's a great movie. Cool. Apparently he was grip on that.
So, what do you think? I know Ashlyn, she's not going to go on to the sequel. Anybody else going
to
watch the sequel?
I'm not going to rush to it, but I'll check it out for sure.
I'm going to wait until it's on Shudder.
I wish it was on Shudder.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do it.
That would be awesome.
All right, guys.
So, yeah, thank you, everybody, for listening. Like and follow us wherever you get your podcast Obsession on.
PopCap.
If you're on iTunes, give us a good rating, please.
Yeah,
5 stars.
Subscribe.
Please.
And then check out a couple books I wrote, Iowa Grindhouse and Mouse on the Mississippi River. You can get those on Amazon.com.
Hell yeah.
And leave us some comments.
I'll put the link in the description, or maybe I won't. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
It was fun. Watch Wolf Cop.
Don't watch it.
Tell us how you guys feel about Wolf Cop.
Let us know. Hey, Travis.
Hey, Travis.
Hi, brother.
Chami. We love you.
Yeah, we do.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.